free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
I'm Max.
You'll yawn if you want to.
You know, thank you, Shane.
I got it.
My name's Max, and I will yawn if I want to. Thank you. Because I was drawing a blank there.
Yeah,
man.
There you go. Well, you just yawned before we started recording.
I did.
So.
Well, thank you.
Hey, this is a podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
And let's get our sponsorships out of the way.
Let's.
One of our sponsors, Black Label Supplements. It's having a sale until the end of March. If you need some pre-workout, go to blacklabelsupplements.com. You'll save 30%. If you use my code, Shane15 at checkout, you'll save even more money. So that's ridiculous. You'll be picking up pre-workout for like $25 with shipping.
Huzzah.
Anyway, blacklabelsupplements.com. Use code Shane15 at checkout.
There you go.
Mindgrinder Coffee. MindGrinderCoffee.com. We have 16 ounce bags of ground or whole bean coffee, and we also have K-Cups. MindGrinderCoffee.com. I use code FREESHIPPING24 at checkout, and you get, guess what?
Free shipping.
Free shipping.
On an order of 2 pounds or more.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
It's not the K-Cups, though.
All right. Yeah.
So, anyway, we're back to recording.
We're back.
You know, we got a little bit of hate for the last episode.
Yeah.
People did not like us using the Nazi word.
The Nazi word?
Yeah.
Just Nazi?
Yeah. They didn't listen past that. They didn't listen to anything we said past that. I got a couple of emails about it. They just heard the Nazi and they turned it off. They heard that word.
Just the word Nazi?
Yeah.
It's
we just probably lost half our audience right now.
I know. We just said it like 6 times.
Yeah.
Well, if you're still with us.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
And I made it very clear that we don't support it.
Yeah, well, they probably didn't
hear it, though.
They didn't hear it, though.
Yeah. Anyway, it was kind of funny.
You know, our society is in such a weird place right now.
Yeah.
Because everybody can agree that Nazis are bad, but you say Nazi and everybody can point to somebody who they think is a Nazi. And then everybody is also getting pointed at by that same person who they think is a Nazi who's pointing at them.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. That's the whole thing that happened with the satanic panic in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's bad, dude.
It is really bad.
And I'm telling you, it's going to get worse. Like, you just see things, man. And it's like everybody's, oh, man, I don't want to talk about it again. I just thought it was kind of hilarious that we got some hate mail. And no,
we got hate mail from people who didn't bother to listen to the rest after the word Nazi came up.
Yeah, exactly. I had to turn it off right when I heard that word just because it's so hurtful.
It's so hurtful?
It's so hurtful.
All right. I'm going to say this, and I could be wrong about these people, but anybody who hears the word Nazi and says that word is hurtful might actually be a Nazi.
Yeah. And if that episode offended you, you had not been listening to our show long enough.
Yeah. Or you're actually a Nazi.
I like to think maybe you haven't been listening to our show long enough.
Yeah.
To realize that we don't really flag ourselves for what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
We might offend you, but we're going to make you think.
Yes.
You know. Anyway, so I wanted to open with that just because I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Like, they didn't leave reviews. They didn't leave like a 1-star review or anything. They emailed us directly.
They emailed us and said, that's a hurtful word.
Yeah. That's exactly what the email said. It was one sentence. That word is so hurtful. I couldn't listen past when you started saying it.
I don't get it.
Right.
I don't get it.
Because if you listen to a whole thing, we weren't condoning.
Also, I just don't see any context in which that word is actually like.
People are sensitive.
Yeah. I don't see a context in which that's actually a hurtful word unless somebody's calling you a Nazi and you're not. But we didn't call anybody a Nazi.
No, we just said that Elon Musk did something stupid.
Yeah.
With his hand.
Yeah.
Gesture.
Yeah.
It's funny that people just get so sensitive.
People have gone,
fuck. And this one's going to make you, maybe you won't listen past this one too when I talk about your Starbucks order, okay? Because I was at fucking Starbucks the other morning. Why do you go to Starbucks? Anyway, I got a gift card, okay?
Yeah.
It's on my way to work. I don't like making coffee when I'm at work.
Yeah, by the way, Starbucks run by Charles Schultz, a real Nazi.
Anyway, I'm in line.
Yeah.
And this lady in front of me.
Yep.
Is ordering something with fucking oat milk and fucking vanilla something or another and some quad something or another. Or Vente.
Sounds like a Nazi drink, if you ask me.
You're ready to keep going back to that, huh?
I think I'm done now. I think I'm done. I just had to get it out of my system.
Dude, and her order literally, I'm standing there, and I'm like, her order literally took 5 minutes to say.
Yeah. We've both been baristas.
I've never been a barista.
Oh, you've never been a barista?
I tried to get a barista job, but they wouldn't hire me because I had forearm tattoos.
Oh, back in the day, back it was like day, that. I remember that. Back when I was a barista, if you had visible tattoos, you had to cover them up.
Yeah.
People would wear like Band-Aids and stuff.
Yeah, I almost got hired. I went through the whole process because I wore a long sleeve shirt when I went. Yeah. And then the next time I went, I had a short sleeve collared shirt on. And they're like, oh, you have a forearm tattoo. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, we don't hire people with forearm tattoos. I was like, you know, there goes my dream of being a barista.
Yeah. Oh, shucks.
My dream of getting up at 4:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, standing in line. This lady's order is taking 5 minutes. Oat something or another.
Yeah.
No foam. Fucking vanilla. Whatever the hell. Five shots of something.
Uh-huh.
And four shots of espresso. Which, by the way, if you're drinking four shots of espresso with goddamn oat milk in it, you're just, your bowels are going to be gnarly.
I disagree.
I've done it
and my bowels were fine. My bowels are gnarly if I drink it with cow's milk, but that's because I'm not great with cow's milk.
Anyway, guess how much her order was?
Tell me.
$15.50.
$15 for a single drink.
For a Venti, which is large.
Venti, which is Italian for 20.
Yes.
So, of course, it means large. Yeah, and it was $15.50.
$15.50.
And she paid it.
And she paid happily.
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 Goddamn.
And with a tip.
Well, you know what? I would hope if you can afford a $15 latte, you would leave a tip.
Yeah.
I would hope.
It just, I don't understand. Sometimes I just don't understand. Like, I am very, I go in there, I'm like, give me coffee. And they're like, what kind of coffee? I'm like, dude, give me the Pike's Place. That's all I want. I don't care about fucking anything else.
Fucking hot, black, and now.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Just give me coffee. I don't understand people that order this stuff. I never have. I don't understand people that are like, oh, give me a fucking Venti, fucking no foam, fucking slim milk, fucking five shots of espresso.
Well, I
understand the five shots of espresso.
Yeah. And I get all the, like, I get that people want their fancy drink because who doesn't enjoy candy?
Right.
Oh, right? Who doesn't like ice cream or a milkshake? And that's just a hot version of that with caffeine.
That's true. Yeah.
So I get it. But when I go, like, I just, most mornings especially, like, I want, what I crave is hot black coffee.
Yeah. For me, it's hot black coffee and a couple of Splendas.
There you go.
I stay away from the sugar these days.
And me too. It fucks me up bad.
Yeah, it does me too. I'm getting old. Anyway, that was a thing. The normal part of it was weird to me too. It's just like, oh, yeah, $15 for a cup of coffee. That's cool.
That's wild. That's fucking wild.
Like, she didn't get anything to eat. They didn't put any bourbon in it. You know, it was a $15 cup of coffee, like a $5 shake.
Yeah. When I worked at Starbucks, which I did, they paid us $9 an hour.
Right.
So that would be, you know, after taxes, like more than 2 hours of work right there.
Right. Yeah, it would just trip me out. That was yesterday morning. And I was just like, it just stuck with me all day because I was just like, man. I understand, like, if you want an Americano, I get an Americano. Americanos are good. Like, I get all that stuff, right?
And an Americano is a roundabout way of making hot black coffee.
Exactly.
And it comes out nice. There's something about the espresso-making process that leaves it with a smoothness that's really pleasant. Yeah,
and it's just bizarre to me that people just make these fancy drink orders. The other part of it is, too, is I don't understand people that drink iced coffees on cold days.
I don't either. I will only drink an iced coffee on a hot day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I enjoy hot coffee. Usually the only time I want iced coffee is if it's
like 90 degrees.
If either I am overly hot personally.
Right.
Or if it's just hot outside.
Yeah.
And I don't want to become overly hot personally.
Dude, I know people that drink iced coffee all the time.
That's wild to me.
I'm like, dude, I was with somebody a couple weeks ago when we got that cold streak that came through.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were out of town, but we got this cold front that came through, whatever. And dude ordered a fucking caramel frappuccino, and it's like 40 degrees.
Well, here's the thing. He wanted a frappuccino, and I don't know if you've ever had a hot frappuccino, but it's...
I don't do frappuccinos.
Yeah, okay. So here's what a hot frappuccino is. Nasty warm sugar goo. But a cold frappuccino is a tasty coffee milkshake. So that he wanted a tasty coffee milkshake.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. And... yeah, so I think I'm done with that one. That was my little rant about coffee.
Oh, that's great. It does blow my mind that somebody will just be like, yeah, $15 for a cup of, for my morning coffee, no problem.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Caffeine.
I
understand needing caffeine, but not $15.
I, for convenience sake, went to a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru.
Right.
I just really needed a coffee, and it was literally just, it was in the parking lot.
Right.
So I was like, okay, that's where I'm going. And I ordered a large black coffee, and they charged me $4.40.
Right, which is standard these days, kind of.
No, I think that's ludicrous. $4, maybe. But that offends my sensibilities already. $4.40, I almost just drove the fuck away. Like, fuck you, I'm not paying that. Except that I really needed that coffee, and I didn't want to...
Well, that's where they get you.
I didn't want to start my day on a tantrum.
Right.
Which I was about to.
Yeah, you don't want to be, like, yelling at the guy at the drive-thru who's just, like, 15 or whatever. Yeah, he's like, sorry, sir!
Yeah, so I took a deep breath. I said a little prayer for fucking serenity and acceptance. I paid $4.40 for a mediocre cup of coffee.
Yeah, Dunkin' is kind of mediocre.
I remember back in the 90s, they were like the first chain to get decent coffee.
Right.
Because all the chains had shit coffee before that. Right. And so people were like, oh, Dunkin' Donuts coffee, it's so good.
They're also really big on the East Coast.
Yeah, but now compared to the coffees that are out there, it's
all right.
Medium.
Yeah.
It's mediocre coffee.
It brings me to something else I wanted to talk about since you just brought up drive-thrus, because I had an interesting thing happen this weekend at a drive-thru.
All right.
I was helping one of my clients get his cheat meal for the night.
All right.
And we were at Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
And we're paying at Carl's Jr. And the guy says, as we're paying, like nothing weird, kind of weird to me. He says, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
It's weird when you're at a place that you've never been to. And somebody says, we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, the guy, like, at the restaurant?
The guy at the drive-thru, he was like, we'll see you tomorrow.
He took your money, he gave you your food, and before you drove away, he said, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
That is a little weird.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about it, because it's happened a few times where I've been at places where, like, people say things like that, you know what I mean? Like, see you tomorrow, pal. And you're like, why would I come back here tomorrow?
You know, I might have to start doing that. Do you ever have an urge just to drop a little bit of chaos into the world? Some benign chaos, something that's just gonna shake up the situation without causing any harm to anybody.
Yeah. I think saying something like see you tomorrow
to a complete stranger who you've never seen before and will never see again.
You know, do what it did to me, which is I'd be thinking about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about it, and I was like, who the fuck says that? Yeah.
You know, that guy did you a favor. He gave you something to think about that day.
And he gave me something to cause a little chaos in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that to somebody.
Yeah.
Just randomly. Hey, see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes. Do that.
But I mean, or like when they say, when it's like a services thing, and they're like, How'd you like my service? And I'm like, dude, you really want me to tell you that to your face? Like, especially if it's like mediocre service, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you want me to tell you your service was mediocre?
I mean, honestly, it in my experience, when somebody asks me a straightforward question like that, usually the best answer is just the honest one.
Right. Because it's mediocre.
Because it's not like you are going to see them tomorrow.
Yeah.
So this random customer service person says, hey, by the way, how did I do? And then you say, well, you did a little below average. Okay, see you tomorrow.
You did kind of a mediocre job there, Joe.
Yeah, there you go.
Kind of mediocre, Joe. You need to improve on your greeting.
Yeah, or you could just be a dick and be like, you know, you'd be a lot prettier if you smiled.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That was the other weird thing. But putting it into that perspective of dropping a little chaos into the world, that might be the way to do it.
Yeah, just a little something that's not going to cause any damage.
We're not talking about whatever's going on with Canada or anything like that.
Nothing of that. Don't say anything mean.
Yeah, it's just see you tomorrow, pal.
Yeah,
you got to drop the pal in there too.
Yeah,
like he's your buddy, or like see you tomorrow, chief. And just throw it down.
Yeah. So sometimes I'll just give like really enthusiastic thank yous to like,
hey, those, thank you.
Yeah. Like somebody who's like trying to get me to sign a petition.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh no, I don't live here in America. Thank you so much though.
I should have told that to the guy that was doing customer service at a Safeway today when I had to return this. I had to return a can for, anyway, I had the worst customer service experience I've ever had at a grocery store. At the Safeway.
Of course it was Safeway. Safeway is the worst.
And I was like, this can that I got had this huge dent in the side of the bottom of the can.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, look, dude, I'm just trying to return this can. And he was like, oh, do you have a receipt? And I'm like, no, I got it a couple days ago. I'm not going to hold on to my receipt. And he's like, well, how do I know you got it here then? And I'm like, really? It's a fucking can of ravioli.
Yeah.
Like, it's $1.50. I'm just returning it because the person I bought it from has some issues with dented cans.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, you don't have a receipt. You can't really prove that you bought it here. We can't refund it. Can I just exchange it?
Yeah.
No, we can't do that either. I'm like, have you ever worked in customer service before? Because I could tell by the way he was looking that he just didn't want to be at the...
At Safeway, they don't give a shit.
Yeah. Here's the funny part to that story.
Yeah.
I went to Walmart.
Uh-huh.
I said, I got this here yesterday.
Yeah.
It has a dent in it. They're like, oh, yeah, sure, go exchange it.
Yeah. They got corporate policy, which is, if it's not going to cost us too much, make sure the customer leaves with a smile. It's a good corporate policy.
Yeah.
At Safeway, the corporate policy is... Make sure the customer leaves with a frown, but that you're the only reasonable grocery store around, so they have to come back.
They have to come back.
That is Safeway's business
model. And we're going to jack up our prices.
Yeah.
The interaction with this dude was just like, you could just look at somebody and you're like, man, that guy just doesn't want to be here today.
I will give you a tip for how I deal with Safeway, because I've simply come to a place with Safeway where I don't expect them to be cool. I expect that they're not going to be cool. If I need to switch out a can, I will simply walk in. I will make sure the cameras catch me with the can walking in, exchange the can for another one, and then walk out. Nobody, Shane, I promise, nobody's going to stop you.
They can't anymore.
Even if they could, they wouldn't.
Right.
They don't care. They care as much about stopping you as they do about being good customer service people.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do next time.
But in case one of them decides they're having a day and they want to make something of it, right? They like if
you're
they,
like, don't be a hero, Billy.
Yeah, not just that. Like it would be illegal of them to put hands on you to stop you.
Right.
Right. So they're not going to do that. So even if they like call the cops or something, their security cameras will have you walking in with the very same can you walked out.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was also had a deep dive the other day. I'm going through these topics really quickly.
Yeah.
A deep dive the other day into early 2000s white girl music.
All right, explain this to me, because you say that, and I'm thinking of the white girls I hung out with in the early to mid-2000s.
That's kind of what it is, except they had record contracts.
Okay, so what I'm thinking of is the music that these white girls listened to. So I'm thinking Outkast, Maroon 5.
No, I'm talking like Michelle Branch, like Vanessa Carlton, you know, Making my way downtown. Do, 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 do.
Yes, I know that. I know that song.
Yeah. For some reason, I got on this deep dive and it got me thinking, right? Yeah. I remember in the early 2000s, like, oh, if you're a white girl with brown hair and you're from the Midwest, we're going to give you a big ass record contract and you got hurt a little bit. Write it down.
Hell yeah.
We're going to give you, you got to, you play piano too?
But I think this is more like late 90s. Maybe it went into the early 2000s.
That's right. I'm saying like
it
the beginning.
It certainly started
it's
in the late
beginning.
90s.
It was like, boy, it was like 99 boy bands and white girl music.
Yeah, because there was like Jewel,
yeah,
you know?
That's what I mean. Not Jewel particularly, but I'm talking about these women that were like from the Midwest, so like had a bad breakup. They wrote one song about it, and the record guy was like, oh, that's going to be huge.
That's going to be huge. Like, we're going to cash in on your one hit, and then see you later.
See you later.
Yeah. All right.
And then like, because I was thinking of like how poor Billie Eilish?
Billie Eilish
yeah. has to wear like 95 chains on herself now. I think, like these big ass sweatshirts.
I think she wants to.
I don't know. When you were, dude, back in the 2000s, you didn't have to.
Yeah, but she chose to. Like she chose to.
I don't know, man. I think somebody's going, hey, Billie Eilish, we got like 95 necklaces you should need to put on.
Maybe. But she doesn't need to. Here's the thing about Billie Eilish. And
who I like, by the way.
Yeah, think of me what you will, but she makes some cool fucking music. Yeah. And she just sort of has a style of her own, which I don't get, but whatever. But when I hear Billie Eilish on the radio, I'm fucking like, I'm jamming out to it, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's respectable, but Michelle Branch, dude, all she had was an acoustic guitar and like, she's talking about you're everything to me or whatever.
Yeah, I really don't know who that is.
Yeah. Michelle Branch, dude, she was like a thing for a minute. Kind of good looking.
Yeah, not ringing.
Not ringing a bell.
Look, the early 2000s were not a time that I'm like fully, like they're not totally there in my memory. The right. early 2000s.
Now, somebody probably out there got offended that I said white girl music, so.
Well, you know, white girls can make music too.
But Vanessa Carlton was the one that got me into it. I was like, oh, yeah, Vanessa Carlton. And here's the thing about Vanessa Carlton, dude, is you listen to that one song, Make My Way Downtown, do-do-do-do-do-do.
I know that song.
Okay, that's it.
And you know what? Fuck you, because that is it. That is going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
Dude, that's like the only song. That's like the only, like, I'm listening to, like, on Spotify, I'm listening to this Vanessa Carlton playlist, and I was laughing about it. Because I'm like, all right, I got Machine Head, I got Exodus, and I'm listening to Vanessa Carlton.
There you go.
Right?
Dude, I was listening to Machine Head this week. Fucking love that song.
Machine Head, the band.
Oh, you mean Motorhead?
No, Machine Head.
Machine Head is a band?
Yes, they're fucking... they're so great.
I can't say
heavy I've metal. Fucking
not familiar with them.
Yeah,
I like the Bush song Machine Head.
I'm not a Bush fan.
They had a
except
good
that
album.
That one song, Glycerine.
Yeah, they
it's
had
like Strawberry Fields, Glycerine.
Yeah, they had a good album, and that song was on their good album. Yeah, along with Machine Head and others.
They were big. They're trying to make a comeback.
Are they really?
Yeah.
All right.
They got a new album coming out.
They had one album like in 1997 that was great. And
yeah,
I don't know what else they did.
They tried.
Yeah.
It's like The Darkness. The Darkness had that one song. I believe in a thing called love.
The Darkness?
Yeah.
Never heard of The Darkness.
You've heard the song though. I believe in a thing called love. Listen to the rhythm of my heart.
Nah. Probably if somebody more gifted than you sang it, I would recognize it.
I did record a punk album once.
Yes, I know. And you sing every song with the same tonality that you used as a punk vocalist.
Believe it or not, I that is true. I did sing on a punk record.
It is. But also, believe it or not, most music you cannot make out when it's sung by... you know, in a punk style.
Yeah, The Darkness, man. Dun, dun, dun. I believe in a thing called love. That's how high his voice goes in the song.
No, not. I'm getting nothing from
really?
This. Nothing.
Anyway, they had that hit. I believe in a thing called love here in the States.
All right.
They're from Britain.
All right.
Right? They're very British.
Yeah. So is Bush.
Yeah. But these guys... are huge in Britain. They're like around the world. The Darkness, they're fucking huge.
The Darkness is huge.
They come to the United States, they're playing the Warfield.
All right. Which is a respectable
venue,
but it's not a stadium.
No, but like in Europe, they're playing fucking soccer stadiums.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It's crazy how different the markets are.
Yeah, well, I mean, fucking in Germany, David Hasselhoff was a fucking like rock legend.
Yeah, like
and here
Times Platinum.
Yeah,
and here people and here, laugh at
him. He's like, just David. He's like, yeah, wasn't he that guy from fucking Knight Rider?
Who got drunk one time and his daughter recorded him eating a hamburger fucking on the floor.
That was a great video, man.
Yeah, it still makes me laugh.
That was you know, I'm so grateful that because I like David Hasselhoff's vibe. I just appreciate that he's in the world, right? I don't want to be friends with him. I just appreciate that he's in the world. Oh. And I'm so grateful that in that drunken stupor eating a hamburger, he didn't just randomly say something anti-Semitic, which people are likened to do.
Mel Gibson.
I you know, or whoever.
But he's made a comeback now.
Yeah.
People forgive.
People forgive.
Maybe
eventually.
They'll forgive us.
Yeah. People will forget. We haven't even said anything anti-Semitic yet.
Yeah. So the Darkness, man, they're fucking, all their albums are good. But everybody in the United States just knows that one song. I believe in a thing called love. Yeah. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. That's how his voice goes up like that. I'm not just doing it. That's how high his voice goes.
I bet you his voice goes a lot higher than that, and think your voice is going higher than it is.
It's not. I know it's not.
Yeah, you have your range is.
I don't have range, man. I know.
You do. It's about a third of an octave, and you can get almost anywhere within that third of an octave.
Yeah. And that's all I want to say about the Darkness and that kind of music.
All right, cool.
I didn't know how I got on that kick.
Oh, fuck it. Doesn't matter. This is the podcast about nothing.
I was talking about white girl music.
Yeah, I don't know how you got to the Darkness from that, but you did.
I don't know either. I'm going to bring it around to something else, though.
All right. Well, let me bring it around.
Bring it around because I got one more thing I want to talk about. You talk about what you got to talk about.
I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. And what I want to talk about is how come shoes, after you wear them, like, forever aren't good anymore, and you got to get new shoes. Why can't you just have one pair of shoes
that last forever?
That'd be awesome. And here's
and they just got more comfortable.
Yes, and here's the thing about it. In fact, we all have that one pair of shoes.
Yes.
That last forever and just get more comfortable. They're called feet. They were designed by evolution to be these perfect things for walking on, and we just ruined them by choosing to wear shoes all the time.
Yeah, but you ever watched a person walk around with no shoes on all the time?
Yes, and their shiny black soles.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about the sole on the inside. I'm talking about the bottom of their foot.
You're like, dude, wash your feet.
Yeah, and they even if they washed their feet, they would still have these shiny black soles of their feet because they're just permanently... like stained and hardened and leather.
I like this shoe idea, though. I want to go back to I like this shoe idea. Like, if you could buy one pair of shoes for like a good price, too, for like, say, $100, you could buy a good quality pair of shoes that last you for fucking ever.
Yeah.
And the soles don't wear down. Hey, if you're a shoe designer out there, this is your next big thing. The soles don't wear down on them.
Yes.
And when you wear them, you don't get those little groove things that down at the bottom where they start wearing out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like they just get, over periods of years, they just get more and more comfortable.
Yeah.
And they don't get fucking dirty. And if they get dirty, they're easy to wash.
Yeah.
That's fucking brilliant.
Here's the thing. We have them. They're called feet.
Yeah, I know we do, but I already talked about that. Fucking walking around with just your bare feet is fucking gross.
But it's only gross because we made like a societal decision that it wasn't okay. I you know who I blame for that? Big Shoe.
Big Shoe.
Yeah.
Nike.
Big Shoe, you know, Nike.
Reebok.
They came around and they filled our head with this junk. Like you got to wear shoes or else you're gross. But we were born with the perfect shoe. It's easy to wash. Even if it gets damaged, it repairs itself and comes back better.
I don't know, you ever break a toe?
Yeah, and it hurt a lot, but it did repair itself.
Yeah,
and,
then if you were just not... If
that,
you just,
that said, when, sometimes when the weather changes, it throbs.
Yeah.
which is a bummer. But again,
wearing bare feet in the cold sucks.
Yeah. Well, no, here's the thing. You get used to it.
I don't think you ever get used to having your bare feet in the snow, dude.
You do.
I disagree.
You do. Where
hey, do we got any listeners out here that live in a place that it gets really fucking cold?
Yeah, where it becomes a problem is when you're on ice or slush. The snow will actually keep your feet warm.
Right.
Ice or slush or just an ice cold rock will get cold eventually, or super cold water even. But snow, man, is the nicest shit to walk on with bare feet. The only thing is you got to keep walking, or else if you're standing in one place, the snow around your feet will compact and will turn to ice and slush and get cold.
Here's a random question.
Yeah.
You ever have a case of, I'll start on Monday?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, procrastination.
Like a diet?
Yeah.
Like something like that? I was just thinking about this.
Yeah.
I was supposed to do something. I had this part of my workout plan that I was adding into, like it was supposed to be cardio, but not, it was supposed to be cardio like I'm supposed to go and do on a treadmill.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, I'll do that tomorrow or I'll do that on Monday. It was that exact same thing. I'll do that on Monday. I was like, I will start that on Monday.
Yes.
Right. I'll add it in on Monday.
Which is a perfectly reasonable thought. But so long as.
But when I said it, it was like Thursday of the week before. And I didn't do it until yesterday.
Yesterday was Monday.
Well, yeah.
You followed through.
I followed through.
The problem is when you say, I'm going to do it on Monday, and then Monday comes around.
You're like, fuck
and
it.
And you don't get around to it, but then it's Tuesday, and you're like, no, it's okay, because I have a plan for this. I'm going to do it on Monday.
I'll start next Monday.
Yeah. And then Monday comes around, and it's not your fault. You just didn't get around to it. But on Tuesday, it's okay, because you got a plan for this. You're going to start it on Monday. Next thing you know, it's 13 years later. Your balls are hanging down to your knees. The ravages of time have done horrible things to you. And you keep saying it's okay because I'm going to start on Monday.
And you got a massive gut. Now and you're like 200 pounds overweight.
You're 200 pounds overweight. You've got a hemorrhoid the size of a grapefruit.
But it's okay. You're going to start on Monday.
You're going to start on Monday.
And you're going to add a little chaos into the world by saying,
I'll see you tomorrow.
To a
complete fucking stranger. To the TSA guy at the airport.
That would be good. I don't know why that one just made me laugh like that, but I can just... You're going through TSA, everybody's pissed off, and you're just like a happy dude. You're just all, hey, pal, I'll see you on Monday. Or no, not see you Monday.
See you
tomorrow.
Yeah.
All cheery, too.
Yeah.
Really? I get to walk through this thing?
Yeah.
Awesome. You're going to pat me down, too?
Maybe you're coming into the country and the customs guy's looking through your bag. And then he closes it up for you, says, all right, you're welcome to come in. Welcome home to America, Shane. And you say, yep, see you tomorrow.
Pal.
Friendo.
Palerino. But with procrastination, and I'll start on Monday, what do you think the number one thing is that people do that with? There's five of them.
There's five. You want to know what the number one is? Well, let me first tell you what my number one.
What do you think the first four are? How about that?
All right. The first four, I think the first four all have to do with like basic human health, right? So like I'm going to start going to the gym on Monday.
Well, that's actually number one.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to start the diet.
That's all number one.
Then I'm going to like stop the drinking or the smoking.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop eating bad. The other ones were like cleaning out the garage.
Oh, that's a good one.
I guess I just saw your garage.
Oh, no, my garage is a fuck. Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to start it on Monday.
You're going to start it on Monday?
I'm going to start it on Monday.
Yeah, like doing something like a task at the house was number two.
Yeah.
Like the garden, the garage. That extra room with all the boxes in it. That's what it says on the list anyway.
Yeah.
It's always all, you walk by that extra room and you're just like, you're looking at all the boxes or whatever. And you're like, you know, I'm just going to close the door.
Yeah.
I'm just going to close the door. I'm going to start on a Monday.
That's the great thing about having doors. You can put all your problems on one side of them. You close them, and now your problems are gone.
Yeah.
They're somewhere else.
Until somebody, you have a party or something, and somebody's upstairs walking around upstairs for some reason. They're like, you're like, what's behind this? Like, yeah. No. Don't go in there.
They're looking for the bathroom. They open that door, and then a mountain of shit just pours out on top of them.
You're like, damn it, now I got to reorganize.
Now I have to... That was for Monday, man.
It's for Monday. What are you doing? It's for Monday. So, yeah. Household things. Number four or whatever, was looking for a better job.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking for a job. Yeah.
You come home complaining about your job.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, I hate working there. You know, I'm going to start looking for a new job on Monday.
Yeah.
Which I could say in my line of work, I haven't said that in a long time.
That's good.
Yeah. But it amazes me that there's still people that work jobs they hate.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Like, I figured out a long time ago that if I work in a field that I actually kind of like, I'm not going to hate going to work.
Yeah. I get if it's a job that, like, pays well and has good benefits and you're supporting a family.
Right.
Right. And you're, like, really getting something out of this. But there's some people, like, everybody who works at Safeway. Hates their job.
But it used to not be that way. Safeway used to like pay their employees.
Yeah,
well.
No, Safeway used to they be a good employer. They had good people.
Union.
Yeah. You would walk into Safeway and you'd be like, my grocery store. Yeah. I love my grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
They got paid good too.
They got paid real good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's not the case with Safeway. Now everybody who works at Safeway hates their job and gets nothing out of it. But they're going to find a new one on Monday.
They're going to start looking on Monday.
Yeah, you know why everybody...
I know a lot of people that probably do that.
Yeah, you know why you go to Safeway and every time you're there and you ask for help or you need something and somebody's like, I'm sorry, I'm just learning the ropes here.
Yeah.
and it's because that everybody who works there is looking for a new job on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with Target.
Target, yeah, same deal.
Yeah. Like if you ask any employee in Target, hey, where's men's jeans? Like, you know where they are, but maybe just for an example, like, hey, where are the men's jeans at? Like, you're staring right at them.
Yeah.
Right? You're just asking for the shits and giggles of asking.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the men's jeans? And the person with the red shirt on says, I just started.
Yeah.
It's also a great excuse when you don't want to help people.
It is. It is.
You're walking around this store, somebody's like, hey, could you tell me where I could get plastic cups? You're like, aisle 15, pal. They're like, no, I was just on aisle 15. You're like, aisle 26. There's no aisle 26. You're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah. Just, you know, it's over there.
It's over there.
It's over that way. It's
over just... there. You know what? Sorry, man. I just started. It's my second month. It's my second month.
Yeah.
I only work two shifts a week.
So this messy. How am I supposed to? This place is huge.
It's huge. I could tell you where all the movies are.
Yeah. I know the lingerie section like the back of my hand.
Yeah. But ask me where men's jeans. Dude, I'm looking at the men's jeans right now. Yeah. I don't know where they are, pal.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Glad you figured it out.
Yeah. It's silly. So hopefully, hey, if you listened all the way through, we appreciate you.
Yeah. You got past the N-word.
Yeah. Hopefully we didn't offend you. The N-word.
We are not naming this episode the N-word.
No. No, I mean, I think I like the title, Adding a Little Chaos in the World.
That's good. Because part of me, just to add a little chaos in the world, really wants to name this episode the N-word, but not.
No, we'd for sure outrage people.
Yeah. They wouldn't listen to a single second of it.
No.
They wouldn't even know what N-word we're talking about. You're so offensive.
You really need to change the title of that episode.
Yeah, and the answer is yes, we would really need to change the title of that episode. Yeah. That would piss people off.
Yeah, if you listened all the way through, hey, we appreciate you. And if you go to our website, ShaneAndIShow.com, you can sign up to get these here podcast episodes emailed directly to your inbox.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fancy. Also, a little donation thing will pop up. If you feel like donating, donate. You don't have to. If you want to, go ahead.
Oh, hey, I thought of something else we could talk about.
What's that?
The Academy Awards happened.
I know. And you know what? That's the most boring thing ever.
I know. I didn't watch.
Dude, the movie I watched.
I don't know who won what, if anything.
I was at work and one of my clients really likes that shit.
Yeah.
Like award shows and whatnot. So we watched the whole thing and like the movie that won big, I'd never heard of.
Right.
Like I was like, when was that out?
The only movie I saw this year that had anything going on there, I think, was Nosferatu.
Right.
And I only
was that any good?
It was actually quite a good movie, yes.
Right. But, I want to see that, and I want to see that Bob Dylan movie.
Yeah. It was a good movie, but like you got to have a stomach for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because good old Timothy Chalamet. Chalamet.
Hey, look at me. I'm Timothy Chalamet being Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
That's what he sounds like.
Yeah. That'd be like if Adam Sandler did one of his Adam Sandler things. Like, hey, Chalamet.
Oh, look at me. I'm Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah. Whoop-dee-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-whoop-dee-whoop-dee-whoop.
Anyway, I think that's going to do it for this episode.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you listened all the way through, thank you very much. And don't be a dick.
Yeah. Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
No, that's good. All right.
All right. Yeah, till next time.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Leave it on that. Bye.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.